This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, September 13, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Rain possible today, temperatures in the low 70s. The Daily Item in Lynn is reporting today that when President Joe Biden was speaking at a Logan Airport press briefing yesterday, he indicated that the federal government would be giving the city of Lynn $20 million in grants to improve bus and bicycle access in the city. A 10-year-old boy was hit by a car on Broad Street in Lynn late yesterday. According to the Daily Item, the boy suffered non-life-threatening injuries. When police first arrived, the boy was unresponsive. The incident is under investigation by the Lynn Police Department. Street cleaning in Peabody will be happening more often. According to the Salem News, business owners and residents in the city have complained about the condition of the streets. The mayor's office has now said that street sweeping will occur overnights, two or three times a week, weather permitting, in certain areas of the city. A 57-year-old Marblehead man has been charged with breaking and entering the town's Mary Alley Municipal Office Building and causing damage throughout the building. The Salem News reports that Anthony Gracielli of Ocean Avenue was arrested for the Monday incident. And Gloucester City Hall has made a carefully constructed exception to its drought-driven outdoor watering restrictions, agreeing to a proposal by Generous Gardeners Executive Director Susan Kelly regarding the formal gardens on Stacy Boulevard's waterfront. The gardens are being watered on a greatly modified basis to preserve them through the end of the drought, which, according to Gloucester Public Works Director Mike Hale, is expected to be late fall. Contact us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Sports is next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. Well, Patriots quarterback Mac Jones, who suffered that back injury on Sunday, may be ready to play for the team when they meet Pittsburgh this weekend. The Red Sox host the Yankees for a two-game series beginning tonight at Fenway Park. In boys soccer, Peabody beat Salem 7-0. In girls soccer, Marblehead and Swampscott ended in a scoreless tie. And Shane Lynch, Peabody High quarterback, is the MSO New Sports Harrington Trophy Football Player of the Week.
Looking at the film, I think overall we played a solid game, both sides of the ball, all three assets, to be honest. Special teams played well. I think we got some work coming into this next game, but overall I think everyone played well.
Lynch threw four touchdown passes. The Tanners play at Lynn Classical Friday night. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.